Some of you may have heard this story, but it's worth repeating. A man was put in prison in Nepal for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he followed the biblical example of Paul and Silas and preached to the other prisoners. The governor became upset and threw him into solitary confinement, a foul-smelling cowhouse. They tied up his hands and feet, took away his clothing, and threw leeches on his body. He cheered himself by singing praises to God. The governor said to the jailer, "What do you think of this man? He sings, even though he's suffering." "He must be crazy," the jailer replied. After some time, the jailer went back to the governor. "This isn't working," he said. "We hoped that punishment would make this man sorry and quit preaching, but we are only adding to his happiness." The governor decided the man must be crazy and let him go. Well, friends, what do you think? Was this preaching prisoner crazy? Psalm 113. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. And Colossians chapter 1. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. The Bible tells us that God has an amazing way of taking those things that Satan uses to break us, and he turns them into spiritual blessings. God is able to take a person who is in the midst of the most tragic situations and give them a sense of joy and hope that will both strengthen and restore them. Romans chapter 8. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. That is one of the most joyful statements in Scripture.